Hey everyone, welcome back to the Vacation Home Help Podcast. I'm John Andrew, host, Airbnb operator, and revenue manager who actually works in this business every single day. So let's talk about something that matters more than anything else right now, pricing, because the truth is bookings are slow, the market's dry, and the hosts who survive the next 6 to 12 months are the ones who nail this part down. Okay, so let's get into it. Get a dynamic pricing tool. That's the most important piece of information you can take away today. If you have one, great. But if you're not using one, think Price Labs, Beyond Wheelhouse. I'm not sponsored by any of these, but get one of the tools and the one you feel the most comfortable with. I won't endorse any specific one. They all have their merits, but pricing manually or guessing based on your gut feeling isn't going to cut it anymore. You're going to need a kid left out of the party where everyone else is doing adjustments on the fly. You're going to have to manually log in and you have a busy life. You can't afford that. It's too slow. So think these tools analyze demand, data, events, comp sets better than any of us can with a spreadsheet, but you still need to be the human using the tool to tell it what to do, right? Just as a computer program tells a computer what to do, you need to tell the pricing tool what to do. So that leads on to number two, learn your dynamic pricing tool. Learn it. Don't just turn it on, set a base rate, forget it, and let it do its thing, because that's not going to work. Understand how it calculates your base rate. Understand minimum stay restrictions. Understand the occupancy trends in the data set they provide you. And if you don't know your tool, you'll end up blaming it for bad pricing when it's really user error, okay? Number three, your comp set is everything. Your comp set, meaning all of the other listings similar to yours in your exact submarket, determine your value. You need to study your comp set, adjust your comp set to make sure it actually makes sense. See how they're priced on the weekends. See if they drop the rates on the weekdays. If you don't know your comp set, what makes it up and why it's your comp set, you're going to fly blind here. Number four, Airbnb new host fee change. This is absolute chaos, everybody. Airbnb just shifted the fee to us host, and now there's a feedback loop that's going to screw up everything temporarily, and the data is going to look super weird for a while. So we've got two options here. We can mark up our rates to keep our payouts the same, or we can hold steady to stay competitive, because a lot of hosts are not going to adjust. They either don't adjust, they don't know, they don't care. So their price is going to undercut your price, but there's no right answer here. It's really your call. I'd rather stay more competitive and leave my price lower, especially since the market is so dry, but only you can really make that determination. But either way, you're going to have to monitor and pivot constantly. So Airbnb now is going to take that 15.5% single host fee from the listed price. So guests see your listed price as is, but the fee is going to come out of your payout. And this makes things really wonky. Before, if you listed at $100, you earned $97 because of the 3% host fee, and guests paid around $115 after Airbnb's guest fee. But now if you list at $115, you're going to earn around $97.18, and Airbnb takes 15.5% now, and the guest pays $115. So to adjust your pricing, we discussed this in a previous episode, but you want to keep your payout the same and you need to increase all host charged amounts, the nightly rate, the cleaning fee, extra guest fees, any additional charges like linen and management fees by 14.8%. That's to keep your payout the same. But if your PMS uses fixed markups, increase them from 3%, which is the old split fee system, to 18.3%. That's going to ensure Airbnb's 15.5% cut comes off the gross while keeping your payout identical. So alternatively, if you want the guest total price to remain the same as before instead of your payout, the adjustment's 14.1%. So an example is the old nightly rate being $100. The new nightly rate is going to be $114.79. Airbnb is going to take 15.5%, $17.79, and host payout is going to be $97, the same as before. But with this change, one-night stays are going to hit you harder. I have a host in Jacksonville who loves one-night stays. You're going to lose more money on short stays since the 15.5% applies to cleaning, pet, and other fees too. So if you have these one-nighters, consider raising prices about 20% and offer a weekly discount to stay competitive for longer bookings. And watch your dynamic pricing tools, because in a few months, the data is going to build up at higher rates. It's going to push all the market averages up. It's going to create what's called a feedback loop in Price Labs and all other software, right? So if you temporarily mark up prices, remove the markup before day 60 so your tool doesn't double raise the rates. So some final thoughts on this pricing part. If November through January is historically slow in your market, you want to reduce your pricing to stay competitive. If you don't adjust to this new fee structure, other hosts are going to win on price. This is super confusing, but I really encourage you to do your own due diligence to make sure that you're pricing yourself correctly. I'm going to leave a lot of my listings alone, even if that involves eating some of that. But it's because there's going to be so many hosts that don't adjust, and it's worse getting no bookings because those hosts are beating us because their price is more competitive. So it sucks. Airbnb is totally shifting this onto us. They're winning, we're losing, but that's just the way it is. And you need to adjust for what's good for your business. And that might include a slight markup, a markup like the markups I just said, or leaving your pricing the same. It really depends on your particular market and how busy it is and your appetite for risk. So next up, reevaluate your PMS, your property management software, because if it's not giving you a measurable benefit, just drop it. If you have only one or two listings, just connect your calendars and use the native apps. Why are you paying a monthly fee in their insurance plans and all of that that they charge you for technology that's not making you money or saving you time? A lot of these PMS systems have fumbled with calendar sync issues. Sometimes I had this issue with Guesty. It didn't push pictures properly, and it cost us a lot of wasted time talking to support, which doesn't really feel like support. Once a lot of these companies onboard you, they kind of throw you to the wolves and don't really care. So I'm not saying that's everyone's experience, but that's my experience. And some look more aesthetic, more sexy, and they look all high tech, but they do the same thing. They're connecting your calendars. You're pushing your stuff out to all of the OTAs. Just pick a PMS that you're comfortable with, but if you don't have one or two listings, you don't really need to pay that fee, and deal with the complication because it involves time and effort and learning a new thing when it may not bring you a material measurable benefit. So one or two listings, just connect your calendars, use native apps and be done with it. Don't pay those monthly fees or lock yourself into a contract for tech that's not making you money or saving you tons of time. Okay. So don't spend big right now. My next rule here is not to spend big. Hold off on expensive capital expenditures. All that new furniture when your furniture already does a trick. Remodeling, doing things to the pool area. It's not going to magically bring in bookings in this environment unless your house looks like Sasquatch and it just looks terrible, right? Don't spend a ton of money at the moment because it's not going to really pick up for quite some time. I would give it 3 or 4 months at least before you do a capital expenditure, unless the house just isn't rentable and not in guest ready condition, then you're going to need to spend some money. But right now, cash is king, and protect your cash reserves. Don't buy things like massage chairs or whatever if it's not bringing you a material benefit, okay? If it's not bringing a material benefit to your nightly rate and it's just a nice to have, just hold off on it for now. Yes, you do need to always improve. Yes, you always need to invest in your house to keep it growing. But right now, cash is king, and it's more important than doing those extra additions. There will be a time to do the extra additions so you can be more competitive. But when no one's getting booked, except for when they reduce the prices really low, it's not going to bring you material benefit in the short term. So if you have excess cash and you're really liquid, this advice doesn't apply to you. But if you're worried about your cash flow position, protect it and don't spend big at this moment. Next, build your reserves. You need reserves to weather the storm. If you're local and you're running thin, roll up your sleeves, do some of the work yourself, clean, manage guest turnover, whatever it takes to save on cost. Unless you have people who assist and help you that don't cost you a lot of money, you may want to take over some of these duties yourself if it makes sense. Only the strong and the scrappy will make it through this slow cycle, okay? And it is a slow cycle, and you will weather through it too, but you have to protect the cash position and make sure you are looking at your expenses to make sure your expense base makes sense for your short-term rental property, okay? So nailing the basics here. Before blaming the market, make sure your photos and your settings are dialed in. Bad lighting in the pictures, bad lighting in your property, having the wrong amenities, or little mistakes in setting up your listing are going to tank your visibility. So you'd be surprised how many bad markets are actually just having bad photos, bad photo order, a bad property description, a bad minimum night stay settings, things that are not optimal. If you nail those fundamentals and you nail the basics, then you're in a better position, and then maybe you could blame the marketplace being kind of crappy, but you want to make sure your fundamentals and your bases are covered. Now, next, this is a big one. Ignore the gurus and the influencers. I have to say this. I'm in this business. I educate, I manage properties, I clean properties, I do revenue management, but I don't sell a course. My services are backed by guarantees. And if I lie, I don't last long. I get fired. If I don't perform, I get fired and people will rate me poorly. So people selling mentorships or academies or shiny new systems, they have every incentive to exaggerate what's possible, especially realtors. They love to sell properties saying, oh, cash, so much cash flow, but they exaggerate what's actually possible. You buy the home and then you're stuck with it, right? So take everything you see online with a big grain of salt, verify the claims that are made, because most of them are, excuse my language, full of shit, and you don't want to fall victim to what is essentially scams, right? Like if you're taking their word for it and you're making a big life decision based on what someone said, well, that's not cool. So you want to make sure you verify claims, trust but verify, and know that this business doesn't have many secrets. It's just covering the fundamentals, doing constant improvement to your property, constant improvement to the guest experience, and aligning yourself with the right people, the right vendors, the right contractors, and the right teams, and doing that each and every day consistently. That's what it is. So the bottom line is we want to make sure you're competitively priced. Competitively priced, a penny saved is a penny earned. So watch your expense base and stick to the fundamentals. There's no secret sauce. It's just consistency, adaptability, and paying attention all the time. That's what I'm here to give you. Fundamentals and updates that actually matter. If there's new news like this new host fee change, I'm here to bring you those updates. I'm here to reiterate and nail in the fundamentals, just like a karate teacher is going to teach the fundamentals over and over and over until it sounds like a broken record. That's what I'm here to do, to make sure it's always at the top of your mind so that your technique and your skill set is updated and complete so you can succeed in this competitive marketplace. If you found this episode helpful, subscribe to Vacation Home Help on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening. And if you want help setting up your pricing system, just reach out to me by email. I'll put my email in the show notes. I'll personally make sure your rates are right for your market. If you can, please leave a 5-star rating to help this podcast community grow. To you, the listener, I owe it all. We wouldn't be here without your support. So thank you for being a believer, for tuning in, and for being part of this community. Stay sharp, stay smart, and let's make hosting easy again.